So today we're going to start learning the Igeret HaRamban, which is actually a relatively short text, a relatively short letter that was written by the Ramban to his son when the Ramban was living in Eretz Yisrael. Hey, Michal. When the Ramban was living in Eretz Yisrael, sending it to his son who was still based in Spain. And the goal of the letter was really a letter that he wanted his son not only to read one time, but rather to be something that his son read on a consistent basis. He says once a week. And many of the lessons that are contained within the letter are the priorities, you could say, that the Ramban had for his son in terms of the midot that he wanted his son to have, the midot that he wanted his son to practice and pay attention to. So the way that we're going to go about doing this is we're going to start with the first two paragraphs of the letter. They're not even really paragraphs. The first paragraph is really only a line. And we'll use that kind of as a starting block to exploring some of the larger ideas behind the Igeret HaRamban, because in reality, you could sit down and read the entire letter in about 10 minutes and probably even less. But each line is so jam-packed with key ideas about working on ourselves and working on our midot that we're going to touch on the first two paragraphs or first two main ideas today. So the letter starts off with a quote from Sefer Mishlei. And as you see, I'm sharing my screen, the first source says the Ramban, Shema b'ni musar avicha va'al titosh Torah imecha. That this is a quote from Sefer Mishlei saying, listen, my son, to the thought of your father and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. So this is like a very famous line, and very often throughout our Torah, there are different references to things being applied or applicable to the father and different things being applicable to the mother. And so what we're going to look at right now as three different ideas as to what Musar Avicha could refer to and what Torah Imecha could refer to. So says Rashi, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha. What is the Ramban mean? And what's interesting is that we'll use some sources that are based on Sefer Mishlei, right? That all of these commentaries were actually not commentaries on the Ramban. They were actually commentaries on Sefer Mishlei when the Ramban got this quote from, but we know that the Ramban did not write a commentary on Sefer Mishlei, and we're not totally sure which one he's ascribing to, so we'll give some of these approaches so that we can kind of have a deeper understanding as to what he's trying to say. So Rashi explains, Shema b'ni Musar Avicha, listen, my son, to the thought of your father, refers to Ma Shenatana Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Bichtav Ve'al Peh, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe in Torah Shebichtav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, namely our entire corpus of Torah, right? So then you have to ask yourself, like, okay, if Shema b'ni Musar Avicha, and Musar Avicha refers to the entire Torah, so then what exactly does Torah Imecha refer to? So Rashi expands on this, and he says, Umatcha Knesset Yisrael. These are the contributions of Knesset Yisrael. Vehem divrei sofrim shechid shu vehosifu vasu siag l'mitorah. What do we mean when we say Torah Imecha? We're talking about the added things that our Chachamim have added, the chidushim that they've added to our progression of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the siagim, the safeguards that they've put around Torah. Okay, so one perspective is that what is the Ramban really saying to his son? Listen to all of the Torah, right? That it doesn't matter what element of Torah you're paying attention to, whether it's Torah Shebichtav or Torah Sheba'al Peh or the things that were added on by our Chachamim. All of that is significant, and so therefore, you should listen to those teachings. That's the first thing. What's powerful about this, about what the Chumash Enoch says, and I think this is really interesting, is he says that the Torah shebichtav he keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah shebaal peh he keneged HaShechina. He says something similar to what Rashi says, which is that this line of Shema b'ni Musar Avicha va'al titosh Torah imecha refers to two different elements of the Torah. And he says that Musar Avicha refers to Torah shebichtav because typically when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about him as Avinu Shebashamayim. When it says Musar Avicha, we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose words are seen clearly in Torah Shebichtav. And then we're told, what is Torah Nimecha? Torah Nimecha is representative of the Shechina, which we're told is a Nekeva, is representative of the Shechina, and so therefore that is a reference to Torah Sheba'al Peh. So again, this idea of pay attention and listen to all of the Torah. The Ralbag has an interesting mashal in talking about this idea. And he says that typically when someone is very young, right? That what's the point here? When you're young, what are you supposed to do? When you're young, you're supposed to listen to Musar Avicha, right? Your parents are the ones that teach you. They're the ones that give you that encouragement. They're the ones that show you on the right path. They're the ones that tell you what to do. But then by utilizing that Musar, what is one then supposed to do? One is then supposed to get that Musar from the Torah, right? That it's not only you're supposed to take it from your parents when you're young, but rather as you grow older, you're supposed to take that Musar that you got from your parents and then apply it to the teachings of the Torah and begin to take your Musar from the Torah as well. Okay. The Mitzvah David says, "Kabel Musar Avicha ki bevadai chafetu b'taknatecha." That what does it mean that you should be taking the Musar from your father? That of course your father wants you to improve yourself. And so we start off this letter from the Ramban, looking at all of these different approaches, with the understanding that what the Ramban was trying to convey to his son in the beginning was, listen to the teachings of your father who wants to improve you, who wants you to improve, like the Mitzvah David says. And then in addition to all of that, it's a reference to the fact that the Ramban wants his son to walk in the ways of Torah. And not only to walk in the ways of Torah that are limited to Torah Shebichtav, or limited to Torah Shebaal Peh, or limited to just the Siagim that the Chachamim picked up, but rather he's supposed to care about and delve into and want to appreciate all the different elements of Torah. And that through those different elements of Torah that he's connecting to and that he's learning to and he's paying attention to, he's then going to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, both of who are represented by Musar Avicha and Torah Tzimach. The Ramban then moves into an understanding of one of the key midot that he thinks is so important in the process of a person working on oneself. He says, "Titnahik tamid ledaber kol dvarecha benachat." You should accustom yourself to speaking all of your words calmly, peacefully, l'chol adam u'bechol eit, to every single individual, u'bazeh tinatzel min hakas. And through doing this, you are going to save yourself from anger. And I find this phraseology of the Ramban to be so important and so insightful. And that what he's saying is that you're not only supposed to speak nice to people, which of course is a value in Torah and is of course something that we work on a consistent basis. But there's an additional element of here, that if you train yourself and you accustom yourself to speak nicely at all moments, you're going to save yourself from allowing your anger to flare up. Because if you're in a circumstance when you're confronted with someone who might want, who's making you angry, or something happens and you're feeling frustrated, if you already are in the habit of speaking peacefully, then the way that you release that anger will not be in a dramatic yelling type of fashion, but rather it will be in a measured type of manner, because you've already taught yourself how to speak your words calmly. And so what he says is that you should accustom yourself, you should teach yourself to speak nicely and peacefully and calmly at all times, because when you're in the habit of doing that, it will save your anger from flaring up, because the way that you'll express that anger will be different. The way that you express that anger will be in a more measured manner, as opposed to it going crazy. And so then what the Ramban does is expand on why ka'as, why anger, is such a significant midah to try to stay away from. He says, "Shehi midah ra'a lahachti b'nei adam," because it's a bad trait, it's a bad attribute that causes people to sin. V'chein amru rabotin uzal, and so say our rabbis, kol akawes, anyone that gets angry, kol mine gehenam sholtimbo. All of the different types of gehenam, all of the different negative things in life, they rule over him. V'ein ra'a, and he quotes a pasuk from Kohelet, v'haser kas milibacha v'haver ra'a mibisarecha, that when you take anger away from your heart, you allow bad to become out of your flesh. Ve'in ra'a el gehenom, and he says we learn that bad coming out of your flesh is gehenom. Shneimar v'gam rasha liyom ra'a, saying that a sinner too will leave his day of bad. And so what the Ramban implies here is that ka'as is a terrible trait that causes people to sin. And it's so terrible that when a person gets angry, not only does it cause a person to sin, but rather what it does is cause people to have the elements and the spirits of Gehenna take hold over him. And when those spirits of Gehenna take hold over a person, he's not able to function in the way that he wants. He's not able to do the mitzvot like he wants, but rather he's caused to sin. He's caused to do things that he does not want to do. And so what we're going to spend the next 7 or 8 minutes doing is talking about this midah of ka'as, looking at a few different sources, a few different gemaras, as to why ka'as is such a negative trait that the Ramban insisted, his first line in this letter to his son, that grips his son, his first piece of advice is, speak nicely to stay away from anger, because anger is very dangerous. If you look at Mishle says in Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Amid Bet, Tov Erech Hapayim Migibor Umoshel Berucho Milokeit Ir, that it's better to be slow to anger than to be strong. That it's more powerful to be slow to anger than to be strong. To have self-control than to conquer a city. Meaning that if you're thinking about what's going to be more advantageous for a person in his or her life, the most important thing is to be slow to anger. Because when you're slow to anger, you're able to have control over your mind. You're able to have control over the way you act and the way that you work. We're going to look at a story right now from the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim teaches us, Kol Adam Shekoes, any person that gets angry, Im Chacham Hu, if he's a smart person, Chachmato Mistakelet Mimenu. When a person gets angry, and I'm sure we've all had moments in our lives where we feel this happening to us, right? That we feel like we're logical people, we're thoughtful people, we can think clearly with our minds, and then all of a sudden we get angry and our entire judgment is clouded. Im Navi Hu, if he's a Navi, Nivuato Mistakelet Mimenu. His Nivua leaves him. In Chachmatom Estekalami Menu, where do we learn this from? We learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Pasuk in Bamidvar Vayiksov Moshe Al Pikutzei HaChayil, that Moshe got angry with the officers of battle. And then what it tells us is that Vayomer Elazar HaKohen Al Anshei HaTzava HaBaim L'Lachama Zok Kukat HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Moshe Miklal De Moshe Yilei Mimena. What's fascinating is that Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet. And then the Gemara says that Elazar is then the one who instructs the men in battle. And what the Gemara learns is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have hidden this law that Moshe was supposed to give over to the Chayalim, to his officers, to his generals, from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu had gotten angry. And that anger is so significant that Hashem takes it so seriously that you forget what you actually have in your mind is forgotten, and you're not able to say what you want to say. And whether it's Hashem who hides it from us, or whether it's because we just can't think anymore, even to someone as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, something like this can affect. Rava Barhuna tells us, Kol HaKoes Afilu Shechina Eina Chashuva Kenegdo, that anytime a person gets angry, the Shechina is not important to him. And I was thinking a lot about this statement of Rava Barhuna, and that what does it mean the Shechina is not important to him? How can it be that a person who's a firm Jew, a person that cares about Torah and mitzvot, how can it be that Shechina Hashem is no longer important to him? And I think the point is that if you think about what anger actually is, and the way that anger can manifest itself, right, that causes us to forget, that causes us to interact with people in a negative way, that causes us to think badly about other people, it's as if we, I think, take our mind away and say, like, anything I'm interacting with them as if they're just the thing I'm angry with, right? Meaning that if you look at an individual, how are you supposed to look at every single person in the world? You're supposed to look at every single person in the world and say, that person standing in front of me is a Tzelem Elokim. That person standing in front of me has a piece of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in oneself. And what happens when we get angry and we yell at someone or we shout at someone or we do something that's inappropriate? We look at that person and we forget that that person is a Tzelem Elokim. Because if you could imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing in front of us, would we actually be yelling at Hashem? Would we actually be acting that way? And so I think what the Gemara is saying is that anyone who gets angry, it's as if the Shechina is not important to them. Because if we actually recognize that the Shechina is in front of us, in that individual that we're yelling at, in that individual that we're treating improperly, I don't think people would act in that way. We're going to skip the next source. What I wanted to show you is from the Rambam. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah talks a lot about having a balanced path, having a path that one can walk on where one has balance of different traits. But what he says is that anger is actually the trait that we have to stay far away from, that there's no balance when it comes to anger. Anger is supposed to be the trait that we stay as far away from as possible. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says, "L'fichach tzivu lihidrachik min akahas." Therefore, we were commanded to distance ourselves from anger. Ad she'anhig atzmo shelo yargish afilu ledvarim amachisim v'zohi derech tova. A person's supposed to distance themselves so far away from anger, should cause themselves to train themselves that they don't even feel the things that are provoking them, and that is the proper way. And he says, "V'derech hatzadikim heim aluvim ve'ein olvim shomim cherpatam ve'einam mishivim osim me'ava usmichim bi'isurim." The way of the tzadikim, according to the Rambam, is that somebody could yell at them, somebody can make them upset, but they don't respond. They hear themselves being yelled at and they don't reply. They do everything out of love of Hashem and are happy even when there's affliction. And I think the point of the Rambam here is that when it comes to a tzaddik, when it comes to someone who's worked on themselves in such a way that their midot are so strong, a person then is able to have things happen to them and not respond in a way that causes themselves to hurt other people or to hurt other things, right? That when a person is angry, a person isn't thinking the proper way. And so what the Rambam is basically saying is that we have to create this to be a habit for ourselves. It has to be a habit that we are not going to, respond, right? That you have to train yourself in such a way that somebody will say something to you that normally we get a person angry, and then in reality, it doesn't get that person angry. And that's because the Rambam so strongly believes that anger is one of those things that you have to distance yourself all the way to the side, and you can't even tempt yourself with even possibly getting angry. And Masilas Yesharim, written by the Ramchal, says that when it comes to anger, kol ha-ko'es ki'ilu ovir avodah zarah, that anyone who becomes angry, it's as if they worshipped idols. And he says the reason for that is v'hu anich'as al kol davar she'asu neged ritzono, that it becomes as if they're forced to do things against their will, shekvar bali mova eitzato nizvara, and they lose all ability to judge, they lose all ability to act, they lose all ability to think thoughtfully. Okay, we're going to conclude right now with something from the Ramchal. It says, "V'yish od pachot mizeh." There's even a lesser type of anger than the anger that clouds a person's judgment. And he says, "Kashelich os v'kiso lo lehashchit v'lo kala elika asmea." He says, there's a person that's difficult to angry and his anger doesn't even damage or destroy. But what? A person can have a little bit of anger. But what happens? A person has to make sure that even if they get angry, right? They have to be careful to try to even get over that little bit of anger. Why? Because and I think we've all had this in our lives where we've had things that, like, at the time it wasn't a big deal, but then when something happens a few weeks later and that feeling of anger was still inside of us a little bit, it's activated, right? And that anger, what happens? It's roused up and then it comes out again at another point. It comes out again at another time. And so what we're told by the Ramchal is that even if you have a little bit of anger, you have to try to get rid of it. Because that little bit of anger could erupt at another time and cause us to act in a way that we don't want, right? We have to make sure that even the smallest amount of anger doesn't linger inside of us to ensure that it doesn't build and to ensure that it doesn't get larger. And so when I was thinking a lot about these ideas from the Ramban and how significant anger is, right, and how significant anger is in terms of it being a midah that we want to distance ourselves away from as much as possible, and that the Ramban emphasizes it immediately in the beginning. I think the Ramban, in the beginning of the letter, emphasizes it so clearly in the beginning because he wants to convey to his son, if you don't have this midah of being slow to anger, you're not going to be able to progress to the next steps. Because anger will cloud your judgment. Anger will cloud your ability to work on yourself. Anger will cloud your avodas Hashem. And so his baseline for his son in the very beginning is, work on yourself that you don't get angry so that you can reach all of these next levels. And I believe that the inspiration for that is, of course, the Yud Gimel Mizot HaRachmim, which I did not quote for you, but rather a pasuk from Tehillim Kuf Gimel, which is that Rachum v'chanun Hashem erech apayim v'rav chesed. Lo lanetzach eri v'lo le'olam yitor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate and gracious. He is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. And that we know that we are supposed to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in our lives we're supposed to work on ourselves to improve ourselves to be like Hashem. And so just like Hashem is Rachlam, so too we are supposed to be Rachmanim. Just like Hashem is Erech HaPayim, so too we are supposed to be Erech HaPayim. And so the inspiration for us as we work on ourselves and try to become better people is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The recognition that the same way that Hashem treats us with being slow to anger does not exact judgment immediately on us when we might do something wrong. That is the way that we are supposed to interact with the people around us, using HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our example and being Rachmanim to everyone around us. So we're going to conclude for today. And I encourage all of you, if you have the opportunity to work on this, I think very often when we're stuck in situations with our families, in tight quarters for extended periods of time, it is not unlikely that sometimes we can get angry. And so in many ways, I think being in our houses right now, it's an amazing opportunity to work on our midot, to work on improving ourselves, because I think for many of us, it's a challenge sometimes. So wishing all of you a wonderful day. Good luck on reading week, and feel free to reach out with anything. Have a good one, everyone. See you soon.